It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friend, we got a brand new friend guest from the community.
Yes.
Daniel from down in Marshall is here, and he's going to be talking about all the festivities and activities going on with the Marshall Wonderland of Lights. It's a big deal as far as the lights, but it's much more.
So much more
than just the lights itself. Daniel told us that he's from Liberty Hill, Texas.
Right.
Which is near Austin, right?
That's right.
That's right. And he made his way to Marshall.
Yes.
And he's been, how long have you been in Marshall?
Well, permanently for a little over a month, about 5 weeks.
Okay, so he's a newbie.
Right.
He's a newbie to Marshall as far as permanent.
But you're not here in the fun time.
Yeah.
But he's here to talk about the Wonderland of Lights. And of course, you said there are over a million lights?
Over a million lights.
Wow.
On the courthouse. Over a million. Can you imagine that? Can you just take that in?
No, I can't even.
It is an awesome, beautiful sight.
Right.
Wonderland of Lights has been going on a long time since I was fairly young. That's a long time. Back in the 80s, I think. I mean, it's been going on a long time. And it is an event that people put on their calendar every year.
Right.
To go see. I know there's some that go every year.
Right.
And you said you've met some people that have gone every year since they were young. It's kind of like, it's just a tradition. There's so much fun. But you take in the lights, over a million, and that's just absolutely astounding. But there are so many other events going on around the lights.
Yes.
That there's something going on all the time between now and Christmas.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about some of the things coming up.
We're
going to have a wassail.
Yeah, we had the wassail walk, but it was postponed because of rain.
Right.
But that will be slid in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably as a bonus event on one of the days.
Boy.
But
right.
We've got, the Grinch at Memorial City Hall, Christmas Carol. Let's see. There's also, this isn't Christmassy, but uh-huh. We've got the Texas Bigfoot Film Festival coming.
Oh, neat.
So
it's
in between the Christmas Carol and the Nutcracker towards the end of the month.
Okay.
All at Memorial City Hall.
I have to put that out there. Yeah. We know a lot of Bigfoot
in there. Maybe the Abominable Snowman
him up. It's Texas. We've got to have a Bigfoot in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got the Christmas parade is on the 4th, and that's the same day the Grinch is playing.
All right,
so the Grinch is
going to be playing at that Memorial City Hall,
right.
Which is a very nice venue
that
they redid. And then you're also going to have the parade.
And all that's in the day.
And we will have tickets, by the way, to give away on the radio to the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol that's going on down at Memorial Hall in Marshall that he's talking about.
Wow. It's a lot of fun. Well, they've got a lot. It's been very busy, but it's a real fun busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even for
it.
Us, it's just putting everything together.
Right.
And then when you get to see the looks on kids' faces, that makes it well worth it.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, we've got the ETBU Tigers on Ice. They'll be performing on the skating rink.
Oh, neat.
By the way, they do have the skating rink, the ice skating rink, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
That's been a tradition for quite some time.
Okay.
Yeah, and that alone amazes me how they, in Texas, an ice skating rink outdoors.
And it's illuminated from the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
pretty.
At night, it's, you know, the lights are changing colors, and it's
fun.
Really cool looking. They've got the Christmas car show, and that I love, just all the old cars, the Corvettes.
Yeah, we were talking about on the Facebook, we like the Corvettes, the Stingrays and all that.
Yeah, yeah. And then they've got some older ones that I don't know what exactly the type of car it is, but it looks like the same stuff Bonnie and Clyde would have drove around.
Fun,
I got you.
Fun.
It looked really cool.
I love that.
1930s and 40s.
Yeah. And they say Bonnie and Clyde stopped by in a lot of the areas around here.
They were through Marshall and Texarkana.
Rock and roll highway.
Yeah. Absolutely they were.
They've got the Merry Maverick Jingle Bell Run. And that's on the 16th, and then the 18th is an outdoor Christmas market.
Oh, how fun. So there's something going on every weekend?
Yeah, and a wonderland of sights where they walk around and, all the different sights around Marshall, the Christmas events.
I love it.
It's really cool. And also on the same day as the market and Wonderland of Sights, they've got the Ugly Sweater Dog Walk.
Yeah, we have to take the dogs down.
Love it.
Yeah.
Ugly Sweater Dog Walk.
Right. Too much fun.
Jingle Bell Run or whatever for people that like to run.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of everything for everyone.
For everyone.
Hang around, Daniel. We'll talk more about the Wonderland of Lights and everything we got going on down there. And before you leave this morning, I don't know that they told you or not, but you're going to play a game with Anna.
Oh, it's fun.
Really?
It's really
fun. It's a mental game, not a physical game. All right.
Yeah.
And this would be a local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. County. We're going to let them be the sponsor of our Continue Talk with Daniel from the Marshall Wonderland of Lights and all the festivities going on down there. That have already begun and will continue right up to Christmas time. Of course, the highlight, obviously, is the light at courthouse with over a million Christmas lights on it. Breathtaking when you see it. They got the ice skating rink nearby for the kids or the kids at heart to get on. I know adults get on it too, but it's kind of like, now I am not going to be on skates.
Why not?
Of any type.
You're athletic. If I can skate, you can skate.
I can't skate.
Oh.
And then I never could skate very well. I am fairly athletic. I don't know why I couldn't skate.
Okay.
And certainly not now. But it is great for the people that have that ability, and the kids love it. They absolutely love it. And all the activities are going on with it. Now, we talked a little bit off the mic about where people can go to online to get the details.
Right, because we said so many.
We got so many things. They're going to go, what did they say? When was it going to be? Yep. Where can they go to find more information?
You can go to visitmarshall.com or for Wonderland of Lights. Mm-hmm. We've got a special site, and that we've got a, well, social media. You can type in Wonderland of Lights in Marshall, or you can go to wonderlandoflights.com.
All right. So there's
and all the events are listed
places,
there.
Yeah, that you can get all these events that are going on down there. And we talked a little bit on the Facebook, but we hadn't talked about it on the radio yet. But, you know, make a day of it. Especially if you're going down there on a Saturday or a Sunday, make a day of it, because besides the fact that there are so many neat restaurants to eat at, there's all you said you're a coffee lover, and the good place to find some nice coffee.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little
bit. Well, there's so many places. Mm-hmm. The Ginocchio has great coffee. It's an old hotel. It's on the northern end of the street. It used to be a hotel at the train station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they've got great food, great coffee.
Yeah.
The Joe Pine Coffee Company, they've got great coffee. And I love, it's hard not to walk down the street and find a great coffee there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ernesto's is Ernesto's Pizzeria. They've got coffee beans imported from Messina, Italy. And it made, for some reason, I didn't know, you know, at first. I just loved their coffee. Uh-huh. And then he told me that, and it seemed a little more special. You know?
Yeah.
It tastes even better than I thought.
Yeah. And it goes great with the pizza and the calzone.
Yes.
So. Absolutely. Yum. And you were talking to us about there's plenty of restaurants in that area.
Yeah.
To choose from.
Yeah.
So you can get you some good food, some good coffee.
Yeah. Oh, and I can't leave out the Wiseman Center. They've got a Central Perks. They've got great coffee too.
Oh, all right.
So you know, we just have to go on a coffee tour.
Sandwiches, desserts, all sorts of foods.
Right. So it is fun for the entire family, from youngsters all the way up to grandparents.
Yeah.
Everybody can find something they like.
Yeah.
About the Wonderland of Light.
And if you're like me and you like beef sticks and jerky, there's a new one called Foodies. It's not a restaurant, but you can go in and buy beef sticks, all sorts of things.
Walking food.
Yeah.
Very important.
Balsamic vinegars from around the world. All sorts of stuff.
Wow. My wife's big into balsamic vinegar.
So it's good. She actually very good for you.
It's kind of like, yeah. How about that? And we talked about, I don't know if we talked about it on the radio or not, but I know we talked about it on Facebook, that there's a Santa's Village for the kiddos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about that.
There's Santa's Village is right next to the courthouse, and it's all lit up. There's one of the buildings looks like a train, and they've got, it's kids love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like miniature furniture, and there's the workshop, Santa's Bakery, and all sorts of little things all right around in this, on one section of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. And you can't miss it. It's, if you see Pietro's, you go up Main Street, you'll see Pietro's on one side, and then the big entrance to Wonderland of Lights.
Perfect.
Courthouse right behind it.
Right. And it's all right there. It's easy.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's a quick trip down 59 to get there and get back. But make a day of it. Absolutely.
Please
make
do.
A day of it. And you'll be glad you did. Yeah, we call it the best of most country for a reason at 1039 mypigradio.com. We are talking with Daniel from Marshall, Texas. They got the Marshall Wonderland of Lights festivities and activities that have already begun.
Yeah.
And we'll continue through much of the month of December. Before we kind of give you the wrap-up on it, here's the game today.
What is it?
It is yes or BS. I will give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true fact or if it is something made up.
Okay.
BS. Okay?
All right.
So here we go.
Okay.
Are you ready, Daniel?
I'm ready.
Okay.
We can do this.
Hopefully you have watched The Brady Bunch at some time or another, the old TV show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mike Brady's term of endearment for his wife, Carol, on the Brady Bunch TV show was Twinkle Toes. Is that yes or BS?
What do you think?
BS.
Okay.
BS is right. It was close. It was Twinkles.
Oh, okay.
But not Twinkle Toes. Twinkle. So you got that one right.
Right.
So you're off to a good start.
Good.
About half of all women call spending money on a gym membership a waste of cash because they hardly use it. Is that yes or BS? Waste of money because they hardly use it.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, it is right. Yes, because they don't use it enough. The starfish is the only fish that can turn its stomach inside out. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
They do weird things.
That is very correct. It is, yes. Y'all are doing fantastic.
See?
Matter of fact, you're acing it so far.
Right.
Let's see here. 6% of Americans say they have lost their wallet on a vacation. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Unfortunately, 6% of Americans say they have lost their tooth. Lost a tooth on vacation.
Don't do that.
Wow. I guess they bit on something too hard or something. Let's see. More people have watched Titanic than any other movie in American history. All the way. American history.
All the way back to.
All the way back.
Okay.
Say BS.
Right.
You are correct.
It has to be that one.
Do y'all know which one is the most watched?
Wore the big dresses?
Oh, yes. Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind is the most watched.
Yeah, I think that was.
Absolutely. There you go. Let's see. We got time for a few more here. I never watched this show, but maybe one of y'all did. Homer Simpson. And the Simpsons, I just didn't watch it. Homer Simpson's license plate number is 647643.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't know. I'm going to
say no.
No. BS.
Good. Yeah. But there is a character that has that license plate number. It belongs to our old buddy Fred Flintstone.
Oh. Well, nah.
Copyrights depreciate over time.
Yeah.
Copyrights depreciate over time. You say, yeah.
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 That's true because it says they all have an expiration date.
They do.
Wow.
They do? I didn't know that.
No, you have to reapply.
50 years or something.
Yeah.
Electrons move faster than the speed of light. Is that yes or BS?
No.
No.
There you go.
That's a negative.
Let's see. Light travels in a straight line.
BS.
Yeah. It has to.
Well, it travels in a straight line until it meets an obstacle that can influence its angle.
Yeah.
And that's finally,
true. It would be a straight line. Yeah.
For you art collectors out there, Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in 1911.
Yes.
I'm guessing. I'll go with him.
Yes.
Wow.
The masterpiece was recovered 2 years later in 1913, and y'all did quite well.
Well, see how smart we are.
Yes, RBS, congratulations.
Yay, we get to move up to the fifth grade.
Yes, you get to move on up. It's not even are you smarter than
I
fifth
know,
grade.
But I got to move up.
And so did Daniel. All right, Marshall Wonderland Alliance is underway, going on up until December 25th, right? Up
right.
Christmas?
Well, 23rd, actually.
23rd, almost through the very day. And all kinds of activities for the fun, the family. And besides the fact that there's over 1 million lights on the courthouse and they got the ice skating rink and all the other things we talked about, once again, if you would, go over the different locations such as Facebook and websites that people could get all the information they need.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's
go
right.
You tell them.
Have a Merry Christmas. Come join us. I'd love to see you.
Yeah, and it's visit.
No, and visit Marshall.com or WonderlandOfLights.com.
There you go.
Makes it easy.
Facebook page, too. Just you can get the info you need.
I have it on the website, too.
Yeah, and it's on our website, MyPickRadio.com. How about that? All right, enjoy the Wonderland of Lights, and be sure and get down there. If you've never been down there, you'll be glad you did. And if you're a repeat, you know what it's all about.
Right.
Daniel, thank you so much for making that trip up 59.
Well, thanks for having me.
Being in here
welcome.
So early.
Come back.
Glad you could get some coffee.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.